You're listening to Sounds Good. It's your midday music and community conversation program. I'm your host, Tracy Ross, and I'm pleased to welcome Jim Rechtenwald. He's Kentucky YMCA West Regional Director and members of Kentucky YMCA Youth Association's Y-Corps program. Welcome, one and all. So if we could, let's just start over here and give your name, where you're from, and your age.
Yeah, so my name is Demas Agash. I'm 16 years old, and I'm from Louisville, Kentucky.
I'm Haley Comstock. I'm from Owensboro, Kentucky, and I'm 16 years old.
I'm Autumn King. I'm 17, and I'm from Mount Vernon, Kentucky.
Well, first, Jim, I don't know if you want to answer this or if you want one of the students to. Just briefly, what is Y-Corps, and about how long has it been around?
I prefer to let the students take it.
Okay. Well, who wants to take it?
All right. So Y-Corps is basically a service learning journey that advocates for the Y's other programs, which is both youth and government programs and character development programs such as LTC, Go For It, KY, and CUNA. So,
and either of you can take this, maybe one of the other of you. Why is it important for you to be in this organization?
Yeah, so through my time in the Y, it's really made me open to many, it's kind of developed me as a person through its programs in many ways, so such as its youth government programs such as KY and CUNA, and the character development programs such as LTC and GFI, and even then, those programs have developed me far more than what their intentional purposes are as far as character development and getting youth involved in government more.
And service is a big part of what you're doing. Do you find that among your peer group, service, is it at the forefront of your friends' minds, or is it on their minds at all generally?
I feel like as teens, we should all take part in service, and that on the down low, I feel like it's in the back of our minds to help, and there's that need and urgency to serve our community and to take part in action.
So this is this kind of the end of this program where you actually go out and serve for, what, about 8 days, I think? You're actually doing service projects?
Yes, this is the end of like a six-month journey. So the beginning of it, we meet in what is called YCI, and we kind of meet our team. We're a service to the Commonwealth One. So we meet our team, and we learn how to better fundraise for the scholarship fund, because we each have fundraising goals that we have to meet before the journey at the end, and then we also have a certain amount of community service hours we have to complete, as well as a passion project that we have to complete.
So it's July 11th now. What day is this on your actual, like, service experiential part of your program?
Well, we found out about our teams about January, February, so we had YCI in April, so it's kind of been that time, I guess, yeah.
So what are you guys going to be doing while you're here in Murray?
Well, that's the best thing about this is we don't know. And so it's really amazing. So throughout the trip or journey, we don't really know what we're about to do. And then that makes all the service we do so much better.
Well, I know you're going to be helping out at the park. And I think there's also a community sculpture behind the library that you're going to be doing something with. So I have a little inside information. What are the types of things you've done in communities you've been to before Murray?
Well, as of yesterday, we got down and dirty, and we helped down at Mammoth Cave, and we cleared trails and dug ditches. We like split into two groups, and that was very challenging for all of us, but we all came through in the end as a team.
A lot of people your age probably wouldn't find the idea of digging ditches and doing other manual labor activities to be appealing, but you've all chosen to be a part of this. I mean, is that something that you had before you became a part of this program, or has that been cultivated over the course of these last few months?
This is my second year in Y-Corps, and I can tell you that before my first Y-Corps, I was not nearly involved in like the service aspect of the Y as I am now, so...
Yeah, before Y-Corps for me, I was involved in many different other types of service, and seeing the other types of service, you really just get a sense of, you know, there's some service that's more meaningful to you personally, and that's just based on what your passions are, but honestly, any type of service that can really better the lives of other people is service that's very worth doing.
Have you found a common bonds between other members of this program? I guess many of you didn't know each other at all before.
Yes, definitely. Over the course of these 6 months, I have made bonds and friendships with our team members from like Louisville, and then we have a girl from Pikeville, and it's just so vastly different learning the lives of all the rest of our members of the team, because I'm from Owensboro, so I don't get that lively aspect of living in the city in Louisville or going out in the mountains of Eastern Kentucky, so that's very eye-opening to realize other aspects.
Yeah, I came in here completely blind, so Autumn previously mentioned we got to meet our team at YCI. I was not able to go to YCI, so I was kind of familiar with a few people on my team, but not really close with anybody. And so as the journey went on, and we spent a lot of time just together, not much internet service, so we really just were forced in a situation where we had to bond together. And it's not a forced situation that's, you know, particularly bad. It's a forced situation that made us have to talk to each other and really get to know each other, and I'm very grateful for that.
Do you think you're making friends that you may keep for a long period of time or maybe the rest of your lives?
Yeah, the Y friends that I've made, I started in the Y in sixth grade, so the friends that I've made since then, like, I like still keep in contact with them like almost every day. Like, these are friends that last a lifetime.
Yeah, currently I'm a rising junior, and I didn't do student Y my freshman year, so I joined my sophomore year, and currently the people that I met through the Y are my best friends, and I can say that not only for high school but probably for life.
Well, is there anything that we haven't talked about that any of you would like to say just about your experience or maybe encouraging other young people to get involved in a program like this?
I would definitely encourage everyone to be involved in the Kentucky YMCA Youth Association's programs, because they have honestly shaped me into the person that I am today, and I'm very grateful for the experiences I've had through the Y.
Yeah, it was through my school student Y that really opened me up to new people, that really gave me new opportunities and other things that just, it's much more than just the Kentucky YMCA Youth Association. It also opens you up to so many more things. And really, that really goes a long way, is not only in high school, but in life.
Yeah, I also agree. With YCOR, I learned that there are different parts of the state other than my own. Like, up in the mountains, like, you generally think of the Gatlinburg, Tennessee area, and I didn't realize how beautiful our state is as far as the trees and the mountains and the nature aspect.
Well, the service you're all doing is inspiring. Thank you all for doing it, and also for speaking with me today.
Thank you.
Thank you.